You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream. Yeah, we can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
Lift off. Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live on Get Lifted Radio from Florida. What do my people? What it do? For those of you who are not in tune with good music, that was the Black Eyed Peas with Where Is the Love. Tonight's music, we switched it up a little bit. I wanted to pay a little homage to artists that have used music to either address social or speak on social issues, and also just, you know, speak on certain rights through their music. I did decide to do this because the Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar performances, yes, they were powerful. However, musicians have been speaking through their music for a very long time. So I don't want individuals to forget about those who have stood up for us. And if some of them were still here, we'll still continue to stand up for human rights, civil rights, social issues, period. So basically that's what tonight is about. Our topic is in regards to Black History Month. This is the last Tuesday of February. So I've seen a lot of opinions about Black History Month one way or another. So I just decided to make that the topic. You know, what does Black History Month mean to you, if it means anything to you at all? We want to know. Call us at 347-826-7536. If you want to be heard, you want to speak up on the topic, please be sure to press 1. And what I'll do is I'll save the last 4 digits of your phone number, bring you live, and you can state your name and where you're from. If you're an artist or anyone that has a brand, product, book, blog, anything you have going on, you want people to know about it, have your information readily available, and shout yourself out right here on Get Lifted Radio. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to take it back a little bit. I'm going to go like to the 60s. We're going to take it back to the 60s. For those of you who know good music, man, you know what it is when it comes to Sam Cooke. For those of you who may have missed out on some of the good music, I'm definitely going to bring you up to speed on some things. And you just may be too young, but that's all good. We're going to bring you up to speed right here on Get Lifted Radio tonight, Turn It Up Tuesdays. We have A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. This is like rhythm and blues, soul, 1964. I just want you guys to pay attention to the lyrics of the song. Like I said, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, yes, their performances were powerful, but there's been a lot of artists that have spoken up on a lot of the issues that obviously are being brought back to the forefront very, very heavy here recently. So here we go with A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Up there beyond the sky. but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Tennessee.
Get up, stand up,
stand up for your
get what we deserve. We've been abused, and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about, as you and you moan. Doesn't you, as it takes you eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
Tuesdays, I am your host, Magic Love. We're live right here on Get Lifted Radio, right here in Florida. What it do, my good people. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in on the line. I see you over there chimed in over on the internet in the chat room. Thank you for chiming in tonight. Tonight's topic is Black History Month. What does it mean to you, if it means anything to you at all? For those of you who aren't aware, Black History Month was basically, it expanded from a Negro, quote that, Negro week that was actually started by Carter G. Woodson and Minister Jesse E. Moreland. It was about 50 years or so after the abolishment of slavery here in the United States. They decided to start the week and dedicate it to researching and promoting achievements by what was called then Black Americans, and of course other people of African descent. So President Ford, Gerald Ford, came about, he basically then piggybacked off of the Negro Week and decided to honor the day because Negro Week, or honor the month because Negro Week had actually expanded throughout different colleges and things of that nature. So he took it upon himself to grant us the day, or excuse me, the month of February and consider it Black History Month in 76. So that's a little bit of the history behind how Black History Month came about. Me personally, I feel like just as we learn about any other history growing up on TV, references to cartoons and things of that nature, I feel like Black history should be incorporated in everything, in all of our learnings and all of our teachings, just as we learn about any other history from any other culture. I don't feel like, I appreciate the fact that back then they were able to even establish a Negro week and then have it expanded into Black History Month. The foundation that was created in conjunction with the Negro Week back then, it was called the Association for the Study of Negro American Life and History. Now, of course, because there aren't very many people that use the word Negro, which I'm sure there are some, depending on how long ago you were born, if you're still living. But back then it was referred to then, now it's referred to as African American life and history versus Negro life history. So that's a little, like I said, that's a little history about Black History Month. Some people haven't taken the time to even know why and how Black History Month came about. Of course, it would be an assumption by me that it's just another day, quote unquote, the white man has granted us and given us permission to be proud of ourselves. But, you know, who knows the depth behind all that. that could be true, who knows? But anyway, I just feel like as dark brown people, period, should be proud of who you are and be proud of your skin tone, be proud of your skin color, and you don't have to fall to the stereotypes of Black people are lazy and all this other crap that's out there. But if that's the case, then, you know, why the hell did they go to Africa and come get people to work so that they didn't have to work? But that's a whole nother topic. Maybe that should be a spinoff. But anyway, so tonight I decided to just play and show a little respect to artists in the music industry that have spoken up on, like I said, social issues, civil rights issues, and just the right of people overall, spreading love and spreading peace throughout the world. Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, I appreciate their performances. I really do. Like, Kendrick Lamar's performance was really dope, really moving and touching. I could watch it over and over again. But I don't want people to forget about those who came before them as well, who also spoke up and let their voices be heard through music and was not afraid to use the platform that they had and was provided to be able to speak on issues and not be afraid. Some artists today, it could be that they don't know how to deliver a message as far as speaking on certain issues. But I feel like if you're given a platform, it's such a large asset, you can speak to the people and you believe in certain things that are going on in today's world, you definitely have the right to speak on it. And if you're afraid more so, oh, I may not make it or whatever the case may be, maybe that's why you haven't made it, because you're not being your true self. So think about that. We're going to go right back into our rotation here. Gil Scott Heron with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, 1970 Funk, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. I am your host, Magic Love. Bow!
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Bye. Come on, let's go. index for 400 years if you text.
Don't worry, the app
was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. Trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. all the kids go reaper. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creep. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause he hates the place that you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is cooked and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You're now rocking with Magi Love on Get Lifted Radio. Turn it up Tuesdays. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Let's go.
Yo, 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 yo. We're live right here from Jacksonville, Florida. What it do, my people? I appreciate everybody for continuing to tune in. I see you over there on the lines. I see you over there on the internet in the chat room. I appreciate you. Once again, tonight's topic is Black History Month. And what does it mean to you, if it means anything at all? I have a caller here. I want to bring this individual on the line. Very, very special, special person to me, my Uncle Curtis. He told me he was going to call in, man, and he's here. So I'm going to bring him live, and I want you guys to just listen to him real quick. I know he's going to spit some knowledge. Uncle Curtis, what's up, man?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Fine, you're fine. You having a good day?
Yes, I'm having a very good day. Especially right. I'm talking to my beautiful niece.
That's what's up. I was like, man, look at him. He said he was going to call. He called.
For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So yesterday I told you that I was going to talk about Black History Month and, you know, what it means. And that's why I got the music plan that I'm playing, you know. I wanted to play some tracks. Everybody's talking about the Beyonce and the Kendrick Lamar performance during the Grammys, which was very powerful, but I don't want people to forget about all the music and all the artists that spoke up on civil rights, you know, social issues, Public Enemy, Run DMC, KRS-One, Sam Cooke, Queen Latifah, all those artists spoke on basically what's going on in the world today, as far as, you know, police justice,
exactly.
Black rights, and things of that nature. So how you feel about everything that's going on in Black History Month, Curtis?
My personal opinion, I feel like we came a long way, but at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of obstacles we need to overcome.
Definitely.
I'm talking about as far as we as a people.
And
when
you say,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel exactly where you're going. You mean, and this is not to segregate this episode of this broadcast or anyone's opinion is not to segregate or leave anybody out. But right now we're talking about Black History Month and the things that are going on within the Black community. So don't take offense to anything that's being said on tonight's broadcast. These are our opinions, and we are entitled to our opinions. And basically what I feel like my uncle is saying is that Black people, we as Black people, have to also come together and overcome challenges within our own community.
Exactly.
So go ahead and elaborate, Uncle Curtis. Like, Black History Month, did you know that it was started, it was actually started by two African-American men after the abolishment of slavery here in the United States, like 50 years or so afterwards, and it basically started off as a Negro Week, and then
right.
In 76, it became Black History Month. So, you know, how do you feel about we only get, I would say, a greater portion of attention on Black history and what has gone on in Black history in just the month of February?
Exactly. What I don't understand, why is it we got, here it is February, it's only 28 days in the month, or 29 leap year, and all of a sudden they want to give us that month? Black History Month should be every month.
Hey, that's what I said.
Black
I feel
History
like,
must be every month.
Yeah, and just like, you know, in school,
on
when
a
we learn,
level.
Definitely. When we learn about history in school, we learn about every other culture's history, you know. So
give us the shortest month out the year.
You don't like that too much, huh?
No, I'm not feeling that at all.
So
I feel like a lot of times, not to sound judgmental or anything, I feel like a lot of times, a lot of us as Black people, we are our own worst enemies.
And
because we don't understand the psychology behind what has happened. It's a mental thing that's going on.
Right. Now, when you say the psychology behind things that are happening, what do you mean by that? Do you mean that? Just explain to me and the people, what do you mean by the psychology behind the psychological aspect behind things that are going on that tend to steer people to think in a certain way versus being able to think outside the box?
But we've been conditioned. We've been psychologically conditioned to have a self-defeating attitude towards each other as a race. And we're not even conscious of it. And
right.
It's sad like that. That's why you got so much black-on-black crime.
I definitely agree with you on that part when you say that we're taught to basically.
And it goes all the way back
up.
To slavery. All the way back to slavery. And it's sad, it's sad to say that, but that's the reality of that.
So let's
instead of us trying to embrace each other, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, we just have this negative attitude towards each other. I'm not saying us as a whole. I'm saying a lot of times you'll come in contact with one of the people of your own race, and you just automatically have this dislike towards them for no reason. And that's crazy to me. It's ludicrous, but I understand the psychology behind that.
So how do you think we could go, how do you think we start breaking that cycle?
That barrier, I think what a lot of us should do is probably come together and then have these little, I'm trying to use the right choice of words. maybe classes or some kind of podium where we can just speak out and, you know, and make them more aware of what's going on, make them more conscious.
Right.
You know?
So
even with the rap music, and I love rap music, but you have to be careful and know how to decipher that. That's
especially
why a lot
nowadays.
Of our young people. All right, go ahead.
I know. I was saying, especially nowadays, you know,
exactly.
There's not as much censorship and things of that nature on TV and the radio as it was years ago. So. I honestly feel like that too is another way. If you're not mentally strong enough and psychologically strong enough to be able to say, hey, you know, this music is just entertainment. This is not really, I shouldn't go and pop Molly and twerk and let the first guy that I see pretty much bang me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not strong enough to know that those lyrics are just someone's entertainment at that time in the studio booth, then yes, it's very easy to just be brought down to another level and just feel like life is all about, like you said, tearing yourself down or going out and shooting the next brother or robbing the next brother or whatever the case may be. So,
I hate to see that. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Uncle Curtis, let the people know, you're what, 57?
57 years old.
Yeah.
And
so
trust me, I've been locked up over half of my life. And I've experienced a lot of things. I've seen a discrimination and racism. And I'm not a biased person, by far. You know what I'm saying? I'm racist against those who are racist against me. He be black, white, purple, green. But at the same time, I'm looking at the reality. We live in a racist society. Flat out, we live in a racist society. Even though this is 2016, we're still living in a racist society. All this is modern day slavery all over again.
And so, one thing that I remember you and I, we were talking about my incident that I had on Friday, when the Caucasian gentleman called me a nigger because I drove too close to him or something in the parking lot. But anyway, basically, you had said, we were talking about the differences of the actions behind individuals. Like, honestly, I can say I now know what it's like to be black. Like, for real,
right.
I know what it's like to be black living in the South. And I'm not saying that everybody here in the South has a stigmatism towards black people, but I've been living here in the South since 2003 now. It's 2016, and I promise you, I have been called a nigger. I've experienced some of the most racist behavior towards an individual, and for what reason, especially at 7:30 in the darn morning, I don't know. I'm born and raised in Ohio, born and raised in Lorain, Ohio, and I'm not saying that racism isn't there, because it is. However, coming from being up north or the Midwest, people would say the Midwest is different. Black, yes, you do have your white people that are very blatant with their racism, but not like it is here in the South. It's almost like they feel like it's a part of life. It's the people that are racist. It's almost like, oh, this is normal to us, and it's not
normal.
Yeah,
no,
it's
no,
not
no.
normal at all. That, unfortunately, no. You had people that brought you up that were filled with hate, and that's who you have become. And I hate when people use the excuse, well, this is how I was raised and blah, 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 blah. At some point in your life, you have to be able to think and see things for what they are for yourself.
You can't use that as a justification because you were raised a certain kind. Once you become, you get to a certain age and you have a certain level of understanding on what's right and what's wrong, you know, You have to hold yourself accountable for that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Uncle Curtis,
I don't discriminate against anyone.
No, and I can vouch for that. My uncle accepts me for who I am. He's never judged me.
I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you respect me as an individual, I'm going to respect you as an individual. But as far as Black History Month goes, it's kind of sad to me because I see a lot of progress, but at the same time, I see where, man, we haven't accomplished really nothing. And at the same time, I hate to say it like that. It's just right. What I see. And it's very sad.
Well, I appreciate
it's so blatant open now. You know?
And I think that
they even try to justify all these killings of these young Black men or the police are killing. You know what I'm saying? And man, that's crazy. I believe they've been doing it for years, but now it's been with the videos and stuff, you know, they're able to capture that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And see what's going on. Why is it that we are the minority here in America, but we're the majority in the prison system? What is that?
Huh.
It's our young Black men are in there.
Yeah.
And the judicial system, to me, is not right at all.
Well, one thing I wanted to say to before you had touched on it was, I think with it being so much more blatant and it just being, it's almost like, I don't know, it's become a natural reaction to shoot law enforcement, shoot to kill. I don't know. I'm not saying that every police officer is shooting to kill. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that every...
You got a lot of good police officers out there too. I'm not saying that the police as a whole are wrong, because you have to have law and order. You know, instead, if you don't have law and order, you got chaos. But what I'm saying, at the same time, they're quicker to react towards us than they are any other race. And it's a fact, because I'm Black. And that's why I'm saying we should come together as a people and educate your kids, not just on a race issue, on various other issues, you know what I'm saying, as far as respecting each other and loving each other. Talking about the Black race. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. I see so much disrespect towards our own people. We do it to ourselves. Calling our Black females bitches and shit. Excuse my language. I didn't mean to say that like that.
That's okay.
So much disrespect.
Turn
up Tuesday. Yeah, it don't make no sense.
Turn up Tuesday. You know how I get down, Uncle Curtis. Come on now. No, I'm just playing.
Because that same female that you calling a bitch, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's mother, or somebody's aunt. You know?
Yeah.
I hate to hear that. Kind of language being directed towards my Black women. Not just Black women, but women in general, but mainly towards my Black women.
Right, right. I definitely agree with everything you said, and I appreciate you for calling in. I really, really do. And I'm right here every week, every Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
I appreciate you allowing me to have the time to speak.
You're welcome, Uncle Curtis. Anytime.
And I love you. I love you, Shante.
I love you too, Uncle Curtis.
You know you're my bang bang niece.
Hey man, I'm about to let you go. Bang bang.
Okay, boo boo. Love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you later.
Later. And here we go with Queen Latifah. UNITY.
For sure. For sure.
UNITY, that's a unity. UNITY. brother pull a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block, I had my cut off shorts on right, cause it was crazy. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes. Said,
who you crawling up here?
You and I, G-Y.
Just the way it is. Oh yeah.
let's erase the waste. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they kill, it'll be real time to heal each other. And although it seems ever since, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitence we sat in is filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheesy today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklace. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
In my bag.
I see it, I want it, I touch yellow, want it, I dream it, I work hard, I'm
black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I see it, I want it.
All this conversation, always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me up.
Yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate the opinions. I appreciate everybody who shared the flyers on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You guys are amazing. The support is very, 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 very appreciated. I can't say it enough. Get Lifted Entertainment is 4 years old this month. Get Lifted Radio is two and a half years old, going on three here very soon. So without the support, the growth of the network and the companies would definitely be a lot less where it is. So once again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're right here next week, Turn Up Tuesdays. We're going to get it back to our regular scheduled program with the indie artists in rotation next week. And then on March the 8th, I have Nathan Bowman, a.k.a. Swords, from Jacksonville, Florida. Swords 904, that's S-W-O-R-D-Z as in zebra, 904 on Instagram and Twitter. We're going to close this thing out with a very powerful track by Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo, TLC, MC Light, Nefertiti, Salt and Pepper, Patra, Michelle Indegalelu. I can never say her name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. And here we go with Freedom right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
We want full-fledged membership in the Black Panther Party. And none of that okay sugar, as long as you play the background getting my beer and rubbing my feet bullshit either. You dig?
No, this is time for Free Your Mind and Your Soul. Yo, off the story has never been told. Ladies, you got to demand what you want, and what we want is respect, right? Yo, just sit up on the track, I want to let you feel it, right? Freedom every time for the two. Watch this.
Now here we go now. Listen, if I'm boom boom rule, I be the ruler like Slick Rick. Hit with this quick witted Adidas wearing shit. Papa's got a brand new bag. Mama got a brand new Jag. Go tag. I ain't no old hag.
Nah,
I represent not only in the kitchen, in the bedroom, but also in the boardroom. So give me more room. Deny my opportunity. You in jeopardy. Yo, yo, set me free. Don't hinder me. Let me be.
I'm fighting for freedom. I got the heat in case you need them. Straight soldier. Ain't nobody told ya. Hold up on them lies. I know your games and your plans. Do whatever you can to oppress the man. But when it's time to drop the bar, bring the funk in the song. You say you never met a sister so strong. You're wrong now. How can we be free? It takes you and it takes me to blend together in harmony and peace and love and all of the above. Sisters coming together representing one love. No disrespect, but we gotta get it together. No matter what the weather, sisters gotta stick together. And sisters be strong. Don't let them steer you wrong. Hold on, cause sisters got it going on. Yeah.
Bring your mind on your soul. Don't make no guys from head control. Because you're young and you play the role. And after the story has never
been told. Whoever said these are the things that you can do and the things you ain't supposed to. So where my brother when I think I'm getting closer? That's when I tend to think of Rosa. I once it took a seat to make a stand, but now I'm standing with that emotion man's. And they never thought and planned and that a wish for us to sit would be a ghost. Just fucking roller coaster. Whether tradition or religion, why you question my decision? Why you spend up all your time trying to get into my mind? Why everybody and they mama got to add to all my drama? Mad drama. Hell, if I'ma keep my dominating feministic hell, creating crazy, sexy, cool black ass in the palms of your player haters' stands. My only chance of being free is to fly within me, and it's illegal to kill a fucking eagle. A bird is never more important than my people. I guess we didn't need them, so I took away his freedom.
Bring your mind on your soul. Don't make no guys from take control. Because you're young and you play the role. And after the story has never been told.
My spiritual awareness leads me to believe that your doubt in the sisters could come with the peace. We've been together since I created border. The African border celebration is in order. Pop the cork and get a champagne to the stork that brought the light to my mama in New York. African, I come again and again. You kick me down, I get back up, I'm coming back in multiples again.
You know where rock come from. Sprung from the belly of the beast, used to speak African tongue. So I showed her, next one bolder. Sprung the devil over my shoulder. I'm getting over, cause I'm bolder than the next. I'm enlightened cause I speak the real truth flex with this S-I-S-T-E-R. The sun, the moon, the sun, and the star. Wanna see how open you are.
Bring your mind and your soul. Now make no guys come take control. Because you're young and you play the role. But right, I know you want to make them know.
Come and take a walk with me. Closer walk with these. See what only I can see. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. So with back to the womb of everlasting life and truth, let the heaven of a system embrace you and pray to Mother God. Coming to the light, let it shine. Blackness is fire, the blackness of your skin, the blackness of your mind.
I am who I am, and that's who I be. And I don't give a damn if your eyes can't see. If you can't see what I can see, that you're blind, baby. I'm a woman who's black, so back up, cause the zone. I'ma tell you strong what's wrong with the world that we're living on. It ain't who you know, it ain't what you drive. It's about how you feel about yourself on the inside. When your self-esteem is low and they call you a hoe,